The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The Gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
A certain man was ill, Lazarus of Bethany. From the village of Mary and her sister Martha. Mary was the one who anointed Jesus with perfume and then dried his feet with her hair. Lazarus was her brother. So the sisters sent a message to Jesus. Lord, the one whom you love is ill. Jesus said, this illness will not end in death. It is for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified in it. Now let us return to the region of Judea. They said to him, it is there that they tried to stone you, and you want to go back? Jesus said, there are 12 hours in the day, are there not? And the one who walks in light does not stumble, because he has the light of this world. And the one who walks in darkness will stumble, because there is no light in him. Then Jesus said to them, our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep. I must go and awaken him. The disciples said, if he is asleep, then he is fine. Jesus was speaking about Lazarus' death, and the disciples thought he was speaking about natural sleep. So Jesus spoke clearly, and he said, Lazarus is dead, and I am glad that I was not there for your sake, so that you may believe. Now let us go. Thomas, who is called the twin, said to the other disciples, let us also go so that we can die with you. Bethany was not far from Jerusalem, just under 2 miles. And many Jews had come out to console Martha and Mary over the death of their brother. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she got up and left the house and went out to meet him, while Mary stayed at home. When Martha saw Jesus, she said, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would never have died. Yet I am sure of this, that whatever you ask God, God will grant it to you. Jesus said to Martha, your brother will rise again. She said, I know, in the resurrection on the last day. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, even if that person physically dies, that person lives. And whoever is alive and believes in me never, ever really dies. Do you believe that? Martha said, I believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God, the one who is coming into the world. She said to her privately, the teacher is here. He wants to see me. Mary got up quickly and she went to him. Now Jesus had not come into the village. He was still at the spot where Martha had met him. Now the people who had come to console Mary over the death of Lazarus saw her get up and leave the house quickly. They assumed she had gone to the tomb to weep. When she came to Jesus, she fell on her knees before him. And she said to him, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would never have died. His spirit was deeply troubled, and a great sadness washed over him. He asked, Where have you laid him? They said, Come and see. Jesus wept. Some said, Look how much you loved him. Others said, Could not he who opened the eyes of the blind man have kept this man from dying? Jesus' sadness grew very deep as he came to the tomb. It was a cave, and it had a stone laid against it. Then Jesus raised his eyes to heaven, and he prayed. I thank you, Father, that you have heard me. I know that you always do hear me. I am saying these things for the people gathered here today, that they may know that you have sent me. Then Jesus, in a loud voice, cried, Lazarus, come out!
Take the stone away, come out! his feet, bound with strips of cloth, and a cloth covered his face. Jesus said to them, "Untie him. Let him go free." Now many Jews who had joined Mary saw everything that Jesus did, and they came to believe in him. The Gospel of